temperatures. I will tell you that the first three pastors in my life were deeply instrumental in it. And Earl, how old are you again? 94. Of the three, the oldest one is Earl Mitgift at 94. The other two, Jimmy and Bob, are not that old, but they've gone to heaven. But it seemed appropriate to have Earl come today and preach to us. And so, brother, if you would come up, Earl Mitgift, the pastor emeritus at First Baptist Petersburg.
Thank you, brother.
Woohoo!
Greetings to you. I want to just start with a remark with Brother Greg. Brother Greg is indeed good to you folks in this way. I had prepared an hour and 45. Well, I thought that was what it was supposed to be. And I saw him this morning and he said, we ought to keep it to about 15 minutes. So I was saying, you're blessed for just to have it this way. Dear brothers and sisters, it is a joy to be here with you. I tell you, I wish you could have all had the privilege of sitting in on the answer and questions. My heart was thrilled, over thrilled. It was blessed beyond measure. So I just thank God. I will try to stay right on course, and I'll just say greetings to you in the blessed name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. I feel most surely at home with you good folks. When I come into this building, ever since old Brother Jimmy was pastor here, some of you know Brother Jimmy's. Oh, I tell you what, I just love that dear man. He was a man of God. So on this occasion, it's a blessing for this church and for the kingdom of God. And that at this age in my life, I am just blessed to pass the baton on to some people that are so called of God and a fill of the Spirit of the Lord and going to be a blessing as they've already been a blessing, going to continue to be a blessing until Jesus calls them home. So what I'm going to do today is if you have your Bibles, any way that you look at them, on your phone or in print or what, turn to 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy. Well, you can just, we'll start with 1 Timothy. Now, you see what I'm saying, I'm going to go through both. So I got to do it in 15 minutes. So that's going to be a miracle. But God is a miracle of God. What I want to say, my charge to these two brothers will be how to conduct yourselves in the house of God, which is the church. And so I'm going to ask you as a congregation to turn with us because I'm going to just let the Word of God speak to our hearts today. You know, we preachers, sometimes we think we can add something to it. Many times we take more from it than we get it. If you know what I'm talking about, by the time we get through, sometimes people are scratching their head. Now, what did the Bible really say? What I want to tell you just come to the Word of God and the Holy Spirit will tell you what it says. Amen. Now, we're God's workmanship in Christ Jesus. It says this in Ephesians 2:10. It says, for we are his workmanship created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Now that applies to all of us, amen? Applies to these two brothers as well as all of us here today. But may I say to you that God doesn't think just like we do. You already realize that. God has ordained that men and women, are you both listening? Amen. That he has ordained these of us that have trusted Jesus as Lord and Savior of our lives to be involved in his work as his workmanship. And Paul, the apostle, being ordained of God by the Spirit of God, moved by saying some words that I believe that will be very applicable for these two brothers as I give a charge to them and for you to listen as we look. So I want you to take your Bibles. I won't open mine because I've got my good executive secretary to type out some of this so I could read it a little bit. So if you'll turn to 1 Timothy 12 through 16. Paul explicitly says that you ought to be starting, I believe it reads something like this. You are to be an example. Let no one despise your youth, but be an example to the believer in word, in conduct, love, in spirit, in faith, in purity. Till I come, give attention to reading, to exhortation, to doctrine. Do not neglect the gifts that is in you, which was given to you by prophecy with the laying on of the hands of the eldership. Meditate on these things, give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourselves and to doctrine. Continue in them, for in doing this, you will save yourselves and those who hear you. Now, if you read through, and I just commission you, I ask of you to read through 1 Timothy and 2 Timothy and Titus if you really want to know what is involved to a great extent of what an elder is supposed to be, as well as a deacon is supposed to be. So what I'm dealing with today is not just the qualification, but how you are, brothers, to act in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ. Because the house of God, which is the church, how you're to act and how you're to act out in the community. How you to conduct yourself, how you to behave yourself, how you're to be. Well, as I listen to you and as I hear the testimony, you have been fulfilling that already. And God has called you and is calling you to this so that we are just saying amen to your call. You hear what we're saying. And I think Brother Greg said that. It is not this church that has called you. It is not Brother Greg has called you. It is not Brother Jimmy has called, Brother Eugene called you. It is nobody called you. It is God's call upon your heart. And if you have that call on your heart, you cannot but do what God wants you to do. Amen? And I want to commend you and just charge you to be faithful to him. Oh, Paul, Blessed said, be an example. Let no one despise you. Well, now these brothers are not young like Brother Timothy was. that Paul was speaking to. He was about 35 to 40 years of age. We don't know. And, you know, if you're very old, they don't look at you either very well. And if you're real young, they don't listen to you very well. And if you're middle-aged, sometimes they don't listen to you very well. But now let me tell you something. What we want to commend people to do is not listen to us too much, but to listen to whom? To listen to him who is Lord and Lord and the King of Kings by the work of the Holy Spirit in your heart and life. You can be that man that God wants you to be, and that's what you do. Be it by example. It says in word. Now, I'm reading in the New King James Translation. Now, that word is not the Bible. We're going to talk about that in a minute. At 45 minutes, we'll talk about it. But what it says, that is in your conversation. Let your conversation be that people will take note that you have been with Jesus. Amen. That God will be all over you so much that whenever people comes into your presence, they will experience that you have been talking with the Lord and have been walking with the Lord. Yes, in word and in example of a believer in words, in conduct, in, in love. Oh, I said, now listen, brothers, and I'll say this to all of you that are believers in the Lord Jesus Christ, but especially to you two brothers, I say to you, just outlove them. Outlove anybody. There is no law against love, right? I tell you, the Lord can work through you if you love. You know, I heard of a preacher one time. He said, I just love pastoring a church if it wasn't for people. Now, isn't that amazing? How would you have a church without people? The church, the people are the church. You see what I'm talking about? Listen, just love, love, love. And in the Spirit, walk in the Spirit of the Lord. You know, greater is he that is in us than is in the world. We have the Lord's residence right here with us. In faith, well, without faith, you're not able to please God. That's what it says. I believe somewhere in Hebrews there it says that without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and he's a rewarder of them that diligently he seek him. In purity, yes, in purity. Be pure in mind and thought and deed. Truly, till I come, give attention to reading. Oh, now then we're coming right down to it. Read the word of God, amen? Read it. And you know something? Read it again. It's amazing. Here at 94, that I should have known, it's amazing what I'm learning every time I read the Word of God. Do you know why? Because it's alive and active and is able to do what God wants it to do in our hearts and life. Isn't that right? And then for the exhortation, yes. Start people, encourage people, lift them up, and speak to them the words of God and in doctrines, and do not neglect the gift that is in you and given to you in the prophecy. No, don't neglect it. Let it be a first with you, right on top. And prophecy, the laying on of the hands, there, meditate on these things. Oh, I tell you, the Lord is the one that can speak to you. At night, you can lay your head down on the pillow, and he'll just give you a good dream. Amen. keep on meditating. Give yourself entirely to them, that your progress may be evident to all. Take heed to yourself and to doctrine. continue in them, for in doing this, you will save yourselves and those who hear you. Now you said, oh my gracious, now wait a minute. So I want to explain that. That is not talking about justification by works that we do. This is talking about the works that you are to do. Some of the work that you are to do is to help the brothers and sisters in their walk. Look, you are saved. You were saved. Amen? That's justification. You are being saved. And that's what he's talking about right here. You are being sanctified to do that. And the church of the Lord Jesus Christ needs to be encouraged to do that, brothers. So I charge you. That's what it's talking about. So, see, you were saved. You're being saved. And praise God, you will be saved one of these. That will be when you will be glorified and with the Lord Jesus. Amen. So that matter of salvation is past, present, and future. It's forever. You got amen? Come on. Oh, you just, I tell you, the Lord is good. The Lord is good. Get me started. I might preach here a little bit. But I want you to know it's good. Now then, I come to the finalist thing. But that's what it's talking about. It is talking about our walk, our talk, our life. And it is announced in, turn to 2 Timothy 4, 1 through 5. And we will read this. And then we will, my time was up, I'm sure, a few minutes ago. But it's this won't take long. I can just read it and it speaks for itself. I don't have to say a word about it. Brother, you mean, ever how you spell it, ever how you say it. And brother, J.K., let me see. I charge you. This is what the Apostle Paul says, and I'll say it to you. He said it to his son in the ministry, Timothy. He said, I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with long suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers, and they will turn their ears away from the truth. And he turned the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things, enduring affliction. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. That is my charge to you, because preach the word of God, amen. That will keep you in good stead. It is what we are called to do. Minister in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, do it. Do it. God be with you. God is on you. God is working through you. And great things he will do, more than we can ever think or imagine. We serve a big God, a living Lord and Savior, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. We are called to the most noble calling, all of us, every one of us that knows him. Let us live it out till he calls us home. May he bless you, and may he work through you, and may he bless this church to be a light in this community greater than it has ever been before in this day for Christ's sake. Amen. God bless you. I love you, brothers, in Jesus' name. Amen. And sisters.
Thank you, brother. Well, and in the next hour and 45 minutes, significantly less. If you'd like to follow along in the scripture, we're going to be in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. And we're going to start in verse 12. My part of this is simply the charge to the body of believers in this church. And that's your responsibility to the two men that we're ordaining. We're agreeing with God as it pertains to what our responsibilities towards them would be. The scripture reads, starting in verse 12, "Dear brothers and sisters, honor those who are your leaders in the Lord's work." Simply respect them. Respect them. And I will tell you, sometimes all of us can make mistakes.
Yes, yes.
And if they do make a mistake, our obligation is to love them through it and to encourage. But the other side of it is to preferably consider everything that they choose to lead in and speak in on the assumption that they're striving with their whole heart to hear from God on
yes, yes.
What they're to do. They work hard among you and they give you spiritual guidance. Show them great respect and wholehearted love because of their work and live peacefully with each other.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I'm going to. Sarah, how are you? It's good to see you. Well, thank you. This whole thing of loving on them, respecting them, honoring them, that they work hard. There's a word that comes to my mind that is going to play out in their lives that I don't know that they have thought much about. If you think that you have spent time so far, brace yourselves. Years ago, a deacon in Petersburg at Baptist Church came to our house, and he was so excited. He was excited because he had a word from God, and he sits down and he looks at my wife and says, "Just so you know, God is going to be requiring more and more of your husband, and for everything that he requires of him, the same amount of time he's requiring of you." And Abby's going, So you're going to need to support them in the efforts that they're going to have to put forward in this church. This is not a church of 10,000 people yet. Might have to have an expansion if we do that. I had a gentleman that I spoke with last night that called, and he said, you know, or he prayed at the end of it. He said, for a church that has traditionally not peaked in its numbers ever, he said he believes that it's time. That's what he was praying to God for. His name's Ken McMeans, for those of you that know. And I would tell you, church, that you, if they spend more time, that means more time's going to be required of you, too. Time is one of those things that we have, and we have a finite amount of it. Some people have been blessed with long lives. Some have shorter lives. And I love the look on Yuming's face today when Earl said how old he was during the ordaining council, because he suddenly realized he may have at least another 20-plus years of this. There's a shelf life that God has ordained for all of us. There's a shelf life. But you're sitting here today because your shelf life has not been attained yet. And I want you to know that your responsibility is to spend the time necessary for your own growth, because I will tell you, one of the greatest desires of JK's heart and Yuming's heart is that you grow in the Lord. that we become a congregation that's more godly every day. And the way that happens is you have to choose to submit yourself unto the Lord. You have to learn more, but you really have to walk with Him more. That's when you're walking and holding hands with the Lord. And, you know, we go to the garden alone when the dew's still on the roses, and He walks with us and He talks with us and He tells us that we belong to Him. And there's times where you doubt. We talked about doubt today. You know, and simplicity is that when you came to Christ, you came to Christ and you belong to Him. And I will tell you, the scripture teaches that there's nothing created that can take you from God's hands. Nothing in creation. And I will tell you, if you will look around the room, every person that's here animate, still alive, is created. You are created. You cannot take yourself out of God's hand. But the scripture goes on and says that He will never leave you or forsake you. You deeded ownership over. And then this elder thing, I'm going to tell you, I hated a phrase that was used when we first came here. I hate the phrase elder in training. Good heavens. Do you know what I asked them the first time we met? I said, when you come back, I want you to tell me something. And the question is, well, what's that? I want you to tell me what God said to you. I wanted you, when God speaks to the heart of hearts, what did He say to you? What scripture did He bring alive to you? What did He use to give direction in your life? What did He speak to you? Could be, what did He speak to you about your spouse? The simplicity of this is they're going to lead you into a deeper walk with Christ. Your job is to submit to that. Your job is, remember that Hebrew word, yad, open-handed unto God. God, everything that I am, everything that I'm not, it's yours, Lord. You're free to take, you're free to replace, you're free to put something different, leave as is. You're God, I'm not, but I yield to you in everything. We're asking them to yield to the Lord with their whole life. And I will tell you, they're asking no more than that for you. Yield your whole life, church. And that doesn't mean that every time the doors open, you have to be here, though it's really encouraging when you are. It doesn't mean that everything that we do, you're going to be involved in that particular activity. What it does mean is that we trust you to seek with your whole heart on what you are to be doing. And then beyond that, we ask you to obey God. It's a simple thing. You're called to love the Lord your God with your whole being and love your neighbor as yourself. These elders, another word for pastor, these pastors are seeking to lead you into the presence of God that you can make good decisions all the time. My last 10 cents on this is a very simple thing. These two men have spouses. They have children. Earl talked about, in essence, spiritual attacks that come on the leadership families. They come on everybody, spiritual attacks. And I, just to remind you all, I watched your Deacon Harold overcome a spiritual attack in Angoon. I've said it before, say it again. We were over there. We were there for church service in Angoon, and there was also a funeral going on, and it felt oppressive in town. We walked out of the tribal house and we're walking down the street, and all these dogs started howling in the distance, just howling, except about 15, 20 of them, and they formed up in a pack in the street. And we're walking towards Harold and me, and they were going, and their faces were weird. And I said, brother, what do you think? And he goes, I think that's not of God. And then the next thing, and this is a moment of pastoring on my part. The next thing is, I'm just being obedient to God. I said, so what are you going to do about it, Harold? And Harold looked at him and he points out at those dogs and he says, Satan, I bind you in those animals in Jesus' name. And he said it a little softer than I just said it. And I will tell you that the 20, 15, 20 dogs in that pack go, and they just turned and walked off different directions. All the dogs that were howling, they just quit. They just quit. It was a for real moment. And the problem is what we do is we look at our lives and we don't see the reality that's all about us all the time. Your job, church, is to be spiritually aware all the time. Seek God in all you do, and when He leads, you follow. God uses your pastors, your elders for this purpose. He uses your deacons for this purpose. God has provided a small church with big leadership. The question is, why do you think God's doing that? I'll leave that one for you to figure out. But you need to support not just the men that are called to this office, but their spouses, and pray for them and pray a hedge about them. Protect them and their children and their families. But beyond everything else, walk as God's called you. Walk as God's called The next step in today's service is one of my favorite things. I'm going to start with Yuming. And so, Yuming and Carrie, if you would come forward. This is a fun part. Carrie, if you would take the really pretty purple seat, and Yuming, if you would take the not so pretty purple seat. And I'm going to have each of the men come up and individually lay hands, the Bible commends it to us, on Yuming. And we'll start with Brother Earl, and then he's going to pray as God lays on his heart. Now, I would tell you also that each of these two men in the ordaining council, I told them three things up front. One, you need to share your testimony of how you came to believe in Jesus Christ. Two, you need to share with us how you know that God has called you to this job, this office. And number three, and I think this is the hard one for them, what is it that you would like to have us pray for you? And I want you to see God and do what He says in this and tell us. And they both did. I will tell you that I was asked that in the early 1980s, and it hit my heart. I still remember exactly what I asked them to pray. So, Brother Earl, if you would come up and lay hands on Yuming, and then Guy, if you would follow, and Reese, how do we do this? Oh, I'll help you. I'll help you. And Shannon and Evie, you all will follow that, and you'll be laying hands on Carrie and praying for her. No, you give us, I just want to make sure you got the order down here.
The blessed name of Jesus, our Lord and Savior. Great privilege that we have today, my brother, to encourage you with the gift that He has gifted you with, the gift of salvation, washed in His blood, made a son. And when you were nobody, He made you somebody in Christ Jesus and has filled you with His Holy Spirit. And I pray today that you will walk as a child of His with the anointing of His Holy Spirit upon you, working through you to doing that which you cannot do, but being able to do all things through Christ Jesus, which will strengthen you, enable you to do the work that he has called you to do. So now, may unto him be glory and honor, and may he be ever working through you to minister to you as well as working ministering through you. Now may his peace and his love be upon you now until he calls you home. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. May you be faithful as you have asked until that hour. And then he will say, well done, my son. Now may him who called you continue to fear you in Jesus' name.
Amen. The guy.
We just praise you today for your loving kindness. We thank you for this day, for this man here, being suited, God, that you bless him, strengthen him, encourage him. Thank you, God, for leading him to preach and to teach your word and truth. And Lord, for his faithful service these many years, God, that you've used him in so many different ways as in a pastoral ministry, God. We thank you for this day that you can be ordained formally to that ministry to just to recognize what you've already been doing through him and among us, and we're grateful for it. And I pray you would allow him to finish well, however long that is. We pray it's a long time, God. We pray you give him a lot of years just to serve you and to love you and to impact many lives through your spirit and through your word and through acts of service, God, whatever you lead him to do, protect him, defend him, give him everything he needs, Lord, to be the minister that you have called him to be. And we're grateful for what you've already done, Lord, and we're just thankful for what you're going to do. And we just praise you and thank you for all these things, and we bless you and thank you for brother you and me. We give you the praise and the glory in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Well, now we know we need an escalator. You okay? You can sit back here when you're done.
Our Father in heaven, Jesus Christ, your Son, Holy Spirit, lift up to you this brother. Thank you for the work that you've started in his life, and you're going to be faithful to complete it, Lord. We're putting our faith and trust in you regarding the life of Brother Yuming, his wife, his children, his grandchildren, Lord, his friends, his family, and Lord, his whole community. Thank you for his life, Lord. Thank you for all that you've done that brought him safe thus far to this point, Lord. And we just ask, God, that you will just fill him with your Holy Spirit and continue to use him for your glory and honor as instrument of your righteousness. None of us, Lord, can do what we need to do without your help. Thank you for empowering him, for choosing him, Lord, to serve you and walk before you in this way. May you just put a hedge of protection about him and his life, his family, Lord. And Lord, that which he lacks, you will supply, Lord. You will fill him with all goodness, and you will lead him into all truths, Lord. That's what you promise. Equip him, Lord. Continue the good work that you started in his life, Lord. And we just ask all these wonderful things in his life, in the life of his family, in this church, Lord. Help us to support him as the body of Christ, Lord, and just to honor him. And we just ask that you will just... You will just be on all of it, and that you will receive all the glory and the honor for it, every single thing, every single glory, ourselves, our bodies, our mouths, our spirits can muster. It's all yours, Lord. We just thank you for it. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Brother, do you want to sit up here? I spent 15 months in one of those moon boots. I recommend them, but I don't have to like them. Brother, do good. This is really special. I got it at REI in Seattle. It's a plastic bottle with a top on it. It's got some Costco olive oil on it, and it's just olive oil. But it represents the anointing of the Holy Spirit. You make my brother in Christ. By God's grace, may you follow him all the days of your life. May God fill you with his Holy Spirit. And as I touch your forehead with a little bit of this olive oil, I ask that God anoint you to the office of elder, to the office of pastor in his church, in the Bride of Christ, in Jesus' name. Father, I ask you to work in Yuming's life, that he is always faithful to you, Lord. Always. Father, I ask you to put a check of the Holy Spirit in his heart anytime he tries or starts to vary to the right or to the left or up or down or slide backwards or move forward too fast, that you just check him, that he can move the direction that you call him to at the speed you call him to. Father, I ask you to make the words of his mouth and the meditation of his heart be pleasing in your sight. I ask you to bless him and strengthen him and supply his every need according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus, that whatever he needs, you've already provided. In Jesus' name, amen. Shannon? You kind of stand behind her, that microphone will pick up really well.
Thank you for her relationship with her husband, and I pray that it may grow stronger every day. I pray, Father, for her relationship with you, that she may learn to love you more day by day. I pray that your Holy Spirit will fill her and that you will give her the grace to do whatever she is called to do. Lord, you do. You do bless those who are available, and you give them the power and the strength to do it. I pray for her to have great wisdom in all of her actions, purity in her thoughts, and loyalty. Lord, I pray that as her husband follows you, that she would also be able to follow his leadership and as she does what you have called her to do. Lord, there are times that we feel so inadequate, but I know that you can make us all inadequate. And so I pray, Lord, that Terry will be able to be adequate to any situation that arises as she depends on you.
Yes. Amen. And Evie, if you'd come forward. I offer you an arm.
Thank you.
My privilege.
The spirit of encouragement, the support of
husband, family, her children, and grandchildren. The example she is best for them. And Father, I know that as she moves forward, sort of in a new role, but as the sister in Jesus and child of yours, it'll be a continuation. Father, as you give her strength, wisdom, discernment, most of all, love for your children. Love scripture's part. Hold on. So may our Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father, who loved us and by his grace gave us eternal encouragement and good hope, encourage your hearts and strengthen you in every good deed and work.
Amen. Brother, if you would escort your wife down. And JK, if you and your bride would come forward. Oh, okay, hold on. Brother Earl.
Dear Lord Jesus, give of this blessed day when we can confirm what you have begun in these blessed men's lives. So now I do pray for you, my dear brother, that the peace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you. That the anointing of the Spirit of God will be in you so evident as I have prayed, that people will take note that you have been with Jesus, and that our Heavenly Father, you will fill with their love that is so great, that you'll fill him with the Spirit that is so manifested that people will take note, yes, that he's been with Jesus, that he's a child of the Lord. And we thank you that you have called him out of darkness into your marvelous light. Now you have called him. Now I pray that you will enable him and strengthen him in the ministry that he is now called to. So now, our Father, equip him in every respect to do that work of the ministry that he's called to. Fill him, equip him, and minister through him. And as you bless him, that he will be a blessing to others. Now, to him who has called us and has equipped us, to him be glory and be manifested in J. King's life. Now, till you call him home. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Guy? Okay. Another hand here.
We just glorify your name today. We're grateful for what you're doing. And thank you for your plans for the future, for good and not for evil. I thank you for my brother J.K. here, Lord. I thank you for his faithfulness for nearly a quarter of a century in this church. God, you've led him, you've guided him, you've helped him, allowed him to serve in numerous ministries, Lord, in teaching and hospitality and building and repairing and so many things, Lord, encouraging others. Just pray, God, that you bless him going forward. Give him wisdom, Lord, that he would have discernment to know good from evil, right from wrong, truth from error.
Yes, God.
God, that he would be discerning, that you would just give him supernatural insights into things, God, that he can be the best pastor, the best minister that you would have him to be. And thank you for calling him, Lord, and for this day, that we can recognize the gifts that are in him, what he's already been doing, or that we're formally recognizing today. And we just pray your richest blessings upon him, and praise you, Lord, just that he's just been humble and teachable, and just pray you keep that. And that he would be able to continue to grow in the grace and in the knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. And it's in his name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Do you want a hand?
Father in heaven, Lord, thank you for the life of Brother Jacob, God. Thank you for everything that you have done to keep him safe through all the years from the time that he was in his mother's womb, Lord. All that you've done to lead him to this moment in his life. Thank you for his life. Thank you for his faithfulness. And Lord, we're just trusting that you will supply all his needs according to your riches and glory. You said, Lord, that you are the provider, the creator, the sustainer, the picker-upper of our heads, Lord. When he's down, may you just put the hedge of protection about him and be his encouragement. Help him to focus on you. Lead him into all truth, Lord.
Yes.
Grace and truth comes from you, Lord Jesus. And Lord, we just ask, God, that you will shelter him, protect him from all errors, that what would come out of his lips, Lord, will just bring honor and glory to you. Lord, thank you for the blood of Christ that have cleansed him and have cleansed us and those who have believed and put their faith and trust in you. Thank you for all that you are doing through him, that all that you have done and all that you will do in the future. Lord, sanctify him by your word. And he is asked, Lord, for understanding into your will for his life and for the life of this body that you've led him to minister to, Lord. Will you please lead him into that understanding? And Lord, to guide him, give him that righteous judgment that only comes from you, Lord. Discern right and wrong. Thank you for everything that you will do. And just ask for protection to him and his wife, his children, his in-laws, his grandchildren, his brother, his parents. And we'll just thank you for everything that you're doing. In your name, we ask all these things.
Amen. This way I can dislocate his shoulder too. I'm tempted with JK to do the pour over, which is biblically correct, by the way. Well, Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, I come to you, God. I lift up my brother, JK. Father, I ask you to pour your spirit out upon him. I ask you to fill him with your Holy Ghost, God. I ask you to comfort him and guide him and counsel him. And Lord, be what you are, is all in all. Lord Jesus, thank you for the work in JK's life. Father, I ask you to give him wisdom, great wisdom. And I ask you to give him discernment so he knows what's right and what's wrong. that he knows when you're present and when you're not. God, I ask you to work into him that he becomes a blessing to everyone. More and more so each day, each week, each month, each year. Help him to walk all the days of his life in that pattern that you set before him, that you've called him to. Father, I ask you to support him in his innermost being. And Lord, with this drop of olive oil, as I anoint him, I ask you, Lord, to anoint him to the office of elder pastor, First Baptist Church, Juneau, Alaska. Father, you tell us that the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Help him to be in you all that you have called him to be. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. Shannon, if you'd come forth. Yes.
Right now, I just pray for Sister Bria. That you let her read from Ephesians. I pray that out of his glory, can you strengthen you with power through his spirit in your inner being so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in the love, you have power, together with all the saints, to grasp how wide and long and high is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. And for all of us ladies here, not to him, and actually guys too, but I'm speaking to the women today, Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. And Father, I do ask that the Holy Spirit just work through Bria in this body. Father, you're already doing that. And Father, as a caring example, place that for their families, their kids, their grandkids, and for their sisters in Christ. And Father, thank you. And also, I just ask that as we move forward, as Bria and Carrie both move forward through our church, that you empower them with your Holy Spirit, and that they hear what you have to say and can step out in that strength and that love that you can give them through the Holy Spirit. But for Bria, Father, I just ask that your special blessing be on her and your friend Carrie, but help for Bria, Father God. Thank you for the gift that you've given her, that you see her calling here at First Baptist and alongside Dick King. Thank you for their place here. I pray this in Jesus' name.
Amen. And if you'd escort your wife down to her seat, we're going to get a picture real quick first. We can do more pictures afterwards, too. You know, if you were sitting here today and you go, boy, this is sure is strange stuff. I think I'd tell you that this is all about Jesus. It's all about Jesus. Because I have an obligation built within my heart to do so, I would tell you that I didn't come to Christ till I was 27. Statistically, the easiest time is when you're little, because you can believe like a child so much easier. And I'm thankful that God made me like a child, and you can ask Evie about that. I sometimes am. But I would tell you at about 15 or 16, laying under the Christmas tree in my home, reading that little bit from Luke 2:52 that was in our little Christmas songbook that we had, our Luke 2. And I read the story of Jesus. And I remember saying to myself, if this were true, it would change the world. He changed the world. And he changes it one heart at a time. And if you sit here and you've been in church your whole life, but you've never really known Jesus, let today be that day. And it's as simple as this. You believe in your heart on the Lord Jesus, and you confess him out your mouth. In my case, it was in that police car with just the radio on and the Lord present in me, because God's always present. And I said, God, I've always known there's a God, and Lord, I choose to believe that you're Jesus. And when I prayed that prayer, I believed everything that I was saying. And when I said it out my mouth, at that instant, I knew what born again, born from above, converted Christian was. Thought I was before, but I knew I was afterwards. It's a simple thing, but it involves belief. And just so you think that's a big deal on your part, God gave you that gift to believe. For by grace are you saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, but it's a gift from God. Simple thing. If the praise team would come forward, we're going to close in a song. But before we do that, I'm going to pray. And at the end of the song, if you would adjourn to downstairs, and please do not leave a bunch of donuts for in the morning. They might be a little old. So let's eat well today. Father God, in Jesus Christ's name, we come to you. We stand before you strengthened by your work in our lives. Father, I ask you to bless the words today and seal them in our hearts, that we can't forget them. God, I ask you to heal us and heal our broken hearts and fill us with your presence and help us to walk in a way that honors you all the time. We bless you by your grace, God, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I ask you to bless the coffee and water and the Breeze In products and anything else that shows up downstairs. Make it good for us, which is an amazing thing. In Jesus' name, amen.